occupational therapist and a certified aging in place specialist. And this is the Home Designs for Life podcast, your resource for aging in place and universal design. For more resources on aging in place, please visit my website, homedesignsforlife.com. There you will find my blog and more valuable information on how you can age in place and create a home for life. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with me today. Today's podcast is going to be how an interior designer can benefit from using aging in place design and universal design to grow their business. So, what is aging in place design? Well, aging in place design refers to the practice of creating a living space that meets the unique needs of people as they age. This design approach aims to enable older adults to live in their own homes safely, independently, and comfortably, regardless of age, income, or ability level. The ultimate goal is to increase the quality of life for older adults, allowing them to maintain their independence for as long as possible. There are a few key basic principles that guide aging in place design. Number one, accessibility. Homes are designed or remodeled to be wheelchair accessible with wide doorways and hallways, lever style door handles, non-slip flooring, and open floor plans. Kitchens and bathrooms might feature lowered countertops or multi-level countertops and walk-in showers for easy access. Number two, usability. Usability considers how easy it is for an older adult to use different parts of the home. This could include installing pull-out shelves in kitchen cabinets, creating a curbless shower, and using rocker light switches, which are easier to operate than traditional ones. Safety. Safety measures such as improved lighting, grab bars in bathrooms, and anti-slip flooring materials are installed to help prevent accidents. Alarm systems and emergency response systems can also be included. Comfort and aesthetics. The design should not only serve functional needs, but also aesthetic preferences. The goal is to create a space that feels welcoming and familiar, where one can enjoy their later years. Number five, adaptability. Designs should allow for future modifications if the need arises. This might involve installing blocking behind bathroom walls for future grab bars, or perhaps a wall-hung bath chair, or planning for the possibility of a future elevator installation. How can an interior designer learn this skill set? Well, that's easy. The Certified Aging in Place Specialist, also known as the CAP certification program, is administered by the National Association of Home Builders in collaboration with Lowe's Home Improvement. The program provides comprehensive, practical, market-specific knowledge about working with older and maturing adults to remodel their homes for aging in place. The CAP certification program educates professionals on the technical, business management, and customer service skills essential to competing in the fastest-growing segment of the residential remodeling industry, which is home modifications for aging in place. The program involves three courses. The first one is marketing and communicating strategies for aging and accessibility. The second course is design concepts solutions for livable homes and aging in place. And then the third course is details and solutions for livable homes and aging in place. A candidate must pass an examination for all three courses to earn the CAPS designation. There are several ways an interior designer can benefit from having this certification. Number one, it gives you more expertise and credibility. Earning a CAP certification provides an interior designer with a significant amount of specialized knowledge about designing for aging in place. This designation can add to a designer's credibility, showing potential clients and collaborators that the designer is an expert in this growing field. Number two, increase business opportunities. As the population ages, there is a growing demand for professionals with expertise in designing homes for aging in place. A CAP certification can open up a whole new market of potential clients who are seeking to modify their homes to better suit their needs as they age. Number three, trust and confidence. Having a CAP certification shows clients that the designer is committed to understanding and addressing their unique needs. This can build trust and confidence among clients, leading to more business referrals. Staying ahead of your competition. Given the rising interest in aging-in-place design, being a certified professional in this niche could give an interior designer a competitive edge. It sets them apart as a specialist, not just a general interior designer. Number five, professional growth. The process of gaining a CAP certification provides an excellent opportunity for professional growth and learning. Designers will gain a deeper understanding of the unique needs and considerations involved in designing for older adults, which can benefit their practice overall. Aging-in-place design considers not only physical needs, but also psychological and social needs. For example, spaces may be designed to facilitate social interaction, which is essential for mental health. Overall, it is a holistic approach to residential design that can greatly improve the quality of life for seniors. Aging-in-place design and its need in the current market. Aging in place is a concept that refers to making modifications to a home to allow residents to live there safely and comfortably as they age. This often involves remodeling or retrofitting a home to be more accessible and safe, accommodating the potential physical limitations of its occupants. Aging in place design considers factors such as mobility, ease of use, safety and comfort. The need for aging-in-place design in the current market is largely driven by demographic shifts. As the baby boomer generation ages, there is an increasing number of seniors who want to remain in their homes for as long as possible. In fact, according to the AARP, nearly 90% of people over the age of 65 want to stay in their homes. This trend, coupled with an increasing focus on healthy and active aging, has created significant demand for home modifications that support aging in place. How can this certification add value to your business? Well, you will have an expanded client base because this allows interior designers to serve a broader range of clients, particularly the growing demographic of older adults. It also opens up opportunities to work with younger clients who are planning for their future needs or caring for aging parents. Market differentiation. Specializing in aging-in-place design can help an interior designer stand out in a crowded market. It demonstrates a commitment to inclusivity and a depth of expertise that can be a strong selling point. Increase revenue. Aging-in-place projects often involve comprehensive redesigns and renovations, which can be larger in scope and budget than a typical design project. Additionally, clients who are investing in their homes for the long term may be willing to pay more for high-quality, thoughtful design that will serve them for years to come. Long-term client relationships. When you help clients design a home they can live in for the rest of their lives, you're likely to forge a strong long-term relationship. These clients may return for future modifications or recommend your services to friends and family. Contribution to social good. Lastly, by offering aging-in-place design, businesses can contribute to a social good. They help individuals maintain their independence and quality of life, reduce the burden on caretakers, and potentially delay or eliminate the need for institutional care. This aspect can enhance a business reputation and provide personal fulfillment for the designers involved. So, what is the importance of aging-in-place design in modern interior design? Well, the integration of aging-in-place design principles is becoming increasingly relevant in modern interior design for several reasons. Number one, the demographic shift that we just mentioned, where more people are turning age 65 every day. Universal design, aging-in-place design aligns with the principles of universal design, which is a design approach that seeks to make spaces usable by all people to the greatest extent possible, regardless of age or ability. This includes designing spaces that can be navigated by people with mobility issues, those using wheelchairs, or people with visual or cognitive impairments. And number three, sustainability. Aging-in-place design is also connected to sustainability in design. Making a home adaptable over the long term is a more sustainable approach, as it reduces the need for major renovations or moving to a different home as the homeowner's needs change. What is the need for aging-in-place design from a client's perspective? Well, there are several reasons why it is beneficial to the older adult. Comfort and familiarity. Most people prefer to stay in the comfort of their own homes as they age, surrounded by friends and family, and being close to their community and social networks. Safety and accessibility. As people age, their physical abilities may decline, making certain household tasks difficult or hazardous. Aging-in-place design addresses these issues, making the home safer and more accessible. It is also cost-effective. It can be more cost-effective in the long run compared to alternatives such as assisted living or nursing homes. By planning for aging in advance, individuals can spread out the costs of home modifications over time, making it more affordable. Independence and dignity. Aging-in-place design allows individuals to maintain their independence and age with dignity. It enables them to continue their everyday routines and lifestyle, even as their physical abilities change over time. Flexibility. Lastly, it allows flexibility for older people. The principles of accessibility, safety, and ease of use benefit people of all ages, abilities, including those recovering from an injury, families with young children, or individuals with a temporary or permanent disability. Now let's talk about how color choices can influence aging-in-place design. Well, color choices play a significant role, affecting not only the aesthetics of a space, but also the safety, comfort, and overall livability for older adults. As people age, their vision can change, making it more difficult to perceive color contrasts. Consequently, choosing the right color palette can significantly enhance visibility, orientation, and the ability to discern different spaces and objects within a home. Practical examples of color selection for different spaces include making the living room warm, using earthy tones like beige, light brown, or muted greens,
Brighter colors can be used for accents like throw pillows or rugs. In the kitchen, where tasks require precision, contrasting colors can be useful. For instance, if you have light-colored countertops, opt for dark-colored cabinets and vice versa. This helps delineate the space clearly. In the bathroom, use lighter shades because they reflect light better, aiding in visibility. Contrasting color along critical areas like the edge of the bathtub or the countertop can help prevent accidents. In the bedroom, use soft blues, greens, or lavenders. They promote relaxation and restful sleep, although you should avoid pastels because they are not friendly for the aging eye. What are some tips for choosing appropriate colors for aging in place design? Well, contrast is key. It's crucial to using contrasting colors for elements such as door handles, light switches, and stair edges to make them more visible. Warm lighting. Opt for warmer lighting whenever possible, as it enhances colors better than cool lighting. This makes the environment visually comfortable and less straining to the eyes. Avoid glossy finishes. Glossy finishes can cause glare, which might be difficult for aging eyes. Opt for matte finishes instead. Test colors in different lighting. Colors can look different under varying lighting conditions. Make sure to test your color choices under different types of lighting, like natural lighting, artificial, day, and night. Consult with clients. Always take into consideration the preferences and specific needs of your clients. Some people might have certain visual impairments or medical conditions like Parkinson's disease or MS that require special color considerations. By understanding the nuances of color selection and aging in place design, you can create a space that is not only aesthetically pleasing, but also safe and comfortable for aging adults. What are some of the benefits of certification for your business? Well, specialization. Earning a CAP certification allows you to specialize in a rapidly growing niche of the interior design market, opening up opportunities for new projects and clients. It also gives you a competitive edge. The knowledge and skills gained through the certification process can provide a competitive advantage, especially in a market where the demand for aging-in-place services is increasing. Enhanced credibility. The CAPS designation signals to prospective clients and other professionals that you have received advanced training and education in the specialized area of design. This can enhance your reputation and credibility in the industry. It can also offer you increased revenue. As mentioned earlier, aging in place projects often involve more expensive modifications and renovations, which can translate into larger project budgets and increased revenue for your business. Continuing education. The certification program offers an opportunity for professional development and continuous learning, allowing you to stay updated with the latest trends and innovations in the field. What are some ways in which a CAP certification sets your business apart from your competition? Well, it offers you demonstrated expertise. Having this certification showcases your expertise and commitment to serving the need of older adults. It sets you apart from general designers who may lack the specialized training and knowledge. It also offers you a unique selling proposition. It provides a unique selling proposition that you can leverage in your marketing efforts, helping your business stand out in a crowded marketplace. It also gives you the ability to communicate client trust and confidence. The CAP certification builds trust among clients as they can be confident in your ability to design spaces that are both functional and aesthetically pleasing, specifically catering to their age-related needs. Network expansion. The certification also gives you access to a network of other professionals who have also earned this designation, opening up opportunities for collaboration, partnerships, and further learning. It also gives you the ability to future-proof your business. By offering these services, your business will be well-positioned to serve the growing market of seniors and those planning for their future needs, ensuring the relevance and sustainability of your business in the long term. It also gives you a commitment to quality. This certification illustrates a commitment to delivering high-quality, tailored services. This can give clients confidence that their project will be handled with the utmost professionalism and attention to detail. It also gives you credibility. The CAPS designation is recognized by the industry professionals and potential clients alike. It has been around since 2002, adding a layer of credibility to your brand. It signals that your services have met a certain standard, reassuring clients about the quality of your work. It will provide you with expanded knowledge. This includes practical information on accessibility, safety, functionality, and aesthetics, broadening your skill set and deepening your understanding of design. It will give you problem-solving skills. The program also helps develop problem-solving skills, equipping you with the ability to address the unique challenges that may arise when designing for older adults or individuals with disabilities. Awareness of trends and innovations. Keeping up with the certification requirements ensures that you stay abreast of the latest trends and innovations in the industry. This can keep your design approach fresh and relevant. A CAP certification is a smart business decision for interior designers. I hope that you have a better understanding of how this can help you grow your business. We've explored the impact of color selection in the aging in place design, the process and benefits of gaining a CAP certification, and how the certification can provide a competitive edge and enhance your brand. We've also discussed the immense value it brings to clients looking for solutions that help them maintain their independence and quality of life. As interior designers, your goal is to create environments that are not only beautiful, but also functional and considerate of our clients' unique needs. Earning a CAP certification provides the necessary tools and knowledge to excel in this endeavor, particularly when working with older adults or those planning for their future needs. The demand for aging-in-place design is only expected to grow in the coming years, with 10,000 people turning 65 every day until the year 2030. By pursuing a CAP certification, you can position your business to capitalize on this trend early, offering a highly sought-after service that will set you apart in the market and potentially lead to increased business opportunities and revenue. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. If you're interested in learning more about the CAP certification, please call me. My phone number is area code 352-281-6681. Or you can email me at homedesignsforlife@gmail.com. Please visit my website, homedesignsforlife.com. I am an approved instructor with the National Association of Home Builders, and I offer the CAP certification program on a virtual platform. I have classes scheduled every month, and they are also flexible. Thank you for listening, and hope you listen next time.